Hi, you've reached Marlene McKinney, and I'm your lifestyle educator. Today's topic, sugar. Most of us are eating large amounts of sugar without even realizing it. The average person eats over 147 pounds of sugar per year. This equals to about 46 teaspoons daily. That is just one tablespoon shy of one cup of sugar daily. That's about 90 feet of sugar cane to chew on. How many of us can sit down and chew 90 feet of sugar cane in a day? Now, none of us will just sit down to a bowl of a cup of sugar. So there got to be ways that we're getting sugar that we are unaware of. And I'd like to share some of them with you. We call them hidden sugars. Like, for instance, we have our malt tonics we love so much, has about 42 teaspoons of sugar. What about our soft drinks? 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar. Canned fruit, one serving, 8 teaspoons of sugar. How about a piece of cake? About 8 teaspoons of sugar. And the list goes on and on. A high sugar intake is implicated in elevation of triglycerides and the serum lipoprotein, which is just as bad, if not worse, than cholesterol in the production of heart disease. Did you know that many people are drinking at least 427 12-ounce cans of soda every year? That is more than one can of soda per day. One of my favorite authors says this about sugar: the less of sweet foods eaten, the better. These cause disturbances in the stomach and produce impatience and irritability in those who accustom themselves to their use. Another important fact about sugar is that it has to do with disease resistance. Sugar suppresses our immune system. So, when we take in large volumes of sugar, our white blood cells, which is our body's army, literally goes to sleep. And anytime you were to come in contact with a common cold or flu or whatever, your body is not able to fight for you. There are 8 cancers associated with eating large volumes of sugar. Let me share them quickly with you. Colon, rectal, breast, ovarian, uterine, prostate, kidney, and cancers of the nervous system. Did you know that many times, many of us try to give up the sugars, but we simply don't know how? Well, may I share just quickly with you how we can get rid of the sugar? How about deciding that you want to stop eating too much sugar? Your motivation may be to lose some weight, or you may just feel like you need to make some changes. You may have yeast infection, for ladies, that is, very often. Or you may want to just set a better example for your children. These are great reasons to stop eating large volumes of sugar. Well, there are other reasons that I'd like to share quickly with you. One of them may be that you want to eat a good breakfast of whole grains. These are great ways to get rid of the sugar in our diet. It has been found that people who eat a great breakfast snack less throughout the day. Then, eat more fruit. That's right, eat your fruit. Don't drink it. Let's drink less of these pure fruit juices, which are high in sugar, and eat our fruit. We would find that we're so satisfied, and the fruit will satisfy that sweet tooth. Matter of fact, the banana has been proven to be the number one fruit that helps to get rid of the cravings for sugar. One last point I'd like to make is that we need to just simply decide that we want to do better. Pray about it and know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He is able. He is able to give us the victory today. Why don't you ask him to do that for you? And I promise you that he will come through for you, but do it daily. God bless you. Have a great day.